Keith, why is Crumbly doing the Walk of Shame?
Ah, well, you see, remember the previous podcast we had someone suggest that the MC on Tubular Bells was Valentine Dial.
But it's not, is it?
I don't know, that's very, very wrong.
But it's not, is it? It was Viv Stanchel.
Viv from the Young Ones.
No, not Viv from the Young Ones. Viv Stanchel.
Oh, yes.
Who doesn't know that?
I don't. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I've got a tomato here.
Go on, throw it.
Welcome, 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 dear listeners, one and all, to this, the latest in a long line of Staggering Stories podcasts. I'm the Urban Spaceman Crumbly.
I'm Christmas Bull's Asda Man.
I'm Tinsley Fake Keith.
I'm Crackers Adam.
I'm not the fairy at the top of the Christmas tree, Jean.
And I, yes, I am...
Father Christmas's final little elf that he's just taken on because his mother said, look, someone's got to give him a job. He's rather useless. And Santa Claus said, look, send him to me. I'll have him sort of just making the boxes for all the proper elves to put the presents in. And his sister said, oh, God, you're a godsend. And Santa said, yeah, I know I am. Have a mince pie.
That was a long one.
Who's been on the sherry?
Anyway, listeners, without further ado, Bonzo Doo Dog Band besides, it's the news with El Presidente.
Woo-hoo! Woo! We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Star Wars news.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
Han is shooting first again.
Ooh.
It's hard to believe, but it's coming up on 30 years since George Lucas gave us the special edition of Star Wars, or Episode 4, A New Hope, as it has become known. Since then, the throat of Lucas insisted that the original version of the film no longer existed, with the original camera negatives having been permanently altered as part of the process of upgrading it to the special edition.
You should say upgrading.
Well, I didn't. The US Library of Congress at one time asked Lucas for a copy of the original theatrical version of the film, as they deemed it worthy of preservation for its cultural, historical and aesthetic significance to filmmaking. Lucas refused and offered the 1997 special edition instead, which they declined. It wasn't the version they had officially recognised. The library instead obtained a 35mm print that Lucas had provided in 1978 as a copyright deposit print. Meanwhile, various fan groups have been obtaining their own, now very degraded 35mm prints and use various techniques to try to recreate the original version of Star Wars, such as Harmy's despecialised edition, Project 4K77, and the Silver Screen edition. Now that Lucas is off bathing in $4 billion of Disney's dollars, the Mickey Mousers have decided to go against his wishes and give the fans what they want.
Hooray!
A re-release of the original theatrical cut of Star Wars.
Yes.
The original, non-episode 4, and Han very much shoots first version.
Yes!
It remains to be seen what sort of restoration it will get before it hits the cinemas for this 50th anniversary release in February 2027. Here's hoping it won't be getting a damaging AI restoration.
Oh, please, anything but.
We'll see.
That's it, that Harmy's despecialised edition, that sounds rather dubious.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, you should get in my head and read the word I thought it said.
Desensitised edition.
No! Well, there was an X in it.
Sexual.
Thank you.
I always thought it was a shame that when they re-edited it, because it shows part of Han's journey. In the start, he is a bad guy.
Yeah.
He is a smuggler.
He's a scoundrel.
He's a scoundrel. A rogue. And so, therefore, him shooting first to save his life is not out of the character.
Exactly.
And then he develops into a good guy, who might still shoot first occasionally, but, you know, he feels sorry about it.
Begrudgingly develops into a good guy.
Despite what Lucas says, they have been able to get hold of a copy. They've obviously restored it.
Yeah.
I thought the video release was...
Hand shot first.
It was.
It was.
Oh, VHS release.
Yeah. VHS. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a sort of DVD release, but it came with special edition, and it wasn't a very good copy. It's deliberately bad. So that LaserDisc was the best version you could get.
Mm. Can't get over Harmy's despecialised edition. I've seen AI generated versions of Star Wars on YouTube, and let's just say Princess Leia is rather pneumatic.
No bras in space, apparently.
Doctor Who, season 21, going bloop.
Ooh.
Talking of AI restorations, classic Doctor Who season 21 is to be the next Blu-ray collection box set. This is Peter Davison's third and final season, with a random Colin Baker story tacked on the end, and will complete the 1980s box sets.
Yes.
Seven stories included are Warriors of the Deep, The Awakening, Frontios, Resurrection of the Daleks, Planet of Fire, Caves of Androzani.
The best.
The Twin Dilemma. That's debatable. Special features including a special edition of Warriors of the Deep, including a re-edit updated special effects and 5.1 audio remix, plus updated special effects on The Awakening, Frontios, Resurrection of the Daleks, Caves of Androzani. Matthew Sweet talks with Janet Fielding and Mark Strickson and Matthew Waterhouse. Look Who's Boating, which I'm breaking away slightly, I have seen a clip from, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
Look Who's Boating, featuring Peter Davison, Janet Fielding, and Sarah Sutton's attempt at a boat excursion.
Oh my God, I could just vision that.
Yeah.
48 Hours with Fielding, Toby Haydock gets cozy with Janet Fielding.
Ooh.
More Behind the Sofas, The Doctor Who Escape Room, The Tales of the TARDIS version of Earthshock, The Five-ish Doctors reboot with brand new audio commentary. The whopping 10-disc set can be pre-ordered now for $57.99 with an expected release sometime in March.
Yes. More than that, they've actually gone back to doing, at least for this one, little stories, little scenes, specially filmed.
Little trailers.
The trailer, yeah.
That was very good.
The trailer was a sort of mini storyette.
I'm looking forward to this one
because it's got some cracking stories, especially The Awakening.
Yeah.
But I have to wonder, how much is the effects in Warriors on the Cheap going to be? Are we talking, we're replacing the Mara complete?
Yes.
The
CGI.
Mara?
Murka.
The Murka complete.
Hand
puppets.
Yeah, there's a brief clip. I think they have redone the Murka, haven't they?
Yeah.
It did look a lot better. Well, yeah. I mean,
that's really couldn't have looked worse.
Again, I still insist on paper. Dinosaur burst through airlock looks wonderful, or sounds wonderful. If they had pantomime horse burst through mattress,
I also had a problem with the airlock looking like a flopping mattress as it fell.
That's the thing. The Warriors of the Deep is actually quite a good story. It just didn't have the money or the technicality to go with it.
Hence Warriors on the Cheap.
Yeah, completely overlitten. And
when the door did cave in, Janet Fielding was having to do a lot of... that hurt! Oh, no!
That's good, that was good pain acting on her part.
There's a bit of styrofoam or polystyrene were flying off in all
those. They're very heavy, those bits of styrofoam.
Probably the right time to re-release Warriors of the Deep with the Sea Devils in it and everything.
Yes, exactly.
Pretty appropriate.
Yeah. Do a cut down.
And the sea and all that,
Do you remember the days back when you could have a regeneration without it being the very last episode of the season?
Very rare. Second Doctor, early in the season.
Yeah.
Did it ever then happen again? I think it did.
I think it's only been the two. It's more common not to.
Yeah.
They always used to film the next series, like after Planet of the Spiders, they recorded Robot, didn't they, and then held it back to the beginning.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah.
The Boys!
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Final season dated.
Woo!
The fifth and final season of The Boys will be hitting Amazon streaming service from the 8th of April, debuting with two episodes and going weekly from there until the grand finale on the 20th of May. Will Butcher and friends eradicate the corrupt soups, or will the series take a characteristically bold decision and have the bad guys win? Probably a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
That might or might not be the end of The Boys' world, but there is a prequel series called Vault Rising, due out likely late next year. That series is set in the 1950s during the early days of Compound V-powered superheroes.
I haven't seen the second season of Gen V. I don't know if that's finished or not.
I think it has, yes.
Yeah, is that finished after two?
So, what will happen to Homelander?
He's got to die, surely.
or will he be drinking more breast milk?
I'm sure that too.
Any addendums?
I have no addendums.
What? Yeah. What?
No
what?
Addendums.
No addendums. You
feeling
no
quite addendum. All right, old chap?
Yeah.
Festive addendums.
It's our Christmas present from him. Oh, don't do sad face.
It's all right. I don't mind.
And that's the end of the news.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Right, we have some Christmas crackers that expensive we will now ones. Pull possibly. In deference of the festive season.
Possibly explosive.
Oh, here's hoping.
Knowing El Presidente.
Oh, of course.
Did have to get an age check to buy them, which is...
No knives.
It's actually worrying.
It is.
He's got us lethal crackers.
Mm.
Okay.
Mine's got a festive cow on it.
Yeah, mine's got a cow on it.
Yes.
Amend it.
Festive cow. Oh.
It's got a red nose.
Do they contain dairy products?
Yeah, it's got different colour nose. Mine's got orange nose, but then a red nose. The cat is cow with antlers. It's the cow from the front garden.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to elbow you both now.
What?
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Shall I pull yours, crumbly?
You can pull my cracker.
There you go. Right. What do we have in here?
Oh, I see a pussy.
Loose.
Ooh.
Right.
I have a task.
Task.
Look at that. Task.
I have a goblin. Is that a cat or a goblin?
What I've got here.
Either.
Probably a sixth Dr. Pendant.
I've got three tasks.
I've got a table task.
I've got another hat.
Got a hat.
I would like a hat like that. It's not a fez.
Got a nice red hat here.
I've got a blue
goes
hat.
With your jumper.
Goes and my Father Christmas hat too.
Good quality cardboard on the card.
Yeah. It costs £25 on these six crackers.
These are the official Taskmaster crackers.
They are.
Ooh. What have I got? I've got one of those weird cat goblins
I
as well.
I think those cat goblins are tokens.
Oh, yes.
Tokens of exchange.
Yes, I have
I've
the same
got
thing.
Three tasks.
Yeah, likewise.
I've got a hat and I've got a joke.
A joke.
What do you say to a drummer if you like their idea?
I don't know.
What do you say to a drummer if you like their idea?
Count me in.
Oh.
Okay.
I do have another drummer-related joke.
Go on, then.
What did the drummer call his twin daughters?
I don't know. What did the drummer call his twin daughters?
Anna 1, Anna 2.
What takeaway food cheats at hide-and-seek?
I don't know.
What takeaway food cheats at hide-and-seek?
Peking duck.
Which ranking soldier stays up all night?
I don't know. Which ranking soldier stays up all night?
I don't know, but it's not Colonel.
It's Nocturnal.
Oh, Nocturnal.
Oh, I have a fact or fiction thing. The Taskmaster House is less than 4 miles from the London Eye. Fact or fiction?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I think it's fact.
Yeah, go fact.
I think fiction, then.
It's fiction.
Oh.
Right.
My fact or fiction, Al Murray has appeared somewhere in every series of Taskmaster. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fact.
Yeah, I believe that.
He keeps showing up with gongs.
I know he's been in at least two different series.
It's fiction.
Because he wasn't in the first series, was he? Right, so, do we look at these tasks?
Yep, I've got a few interesting ones here.
I've got three tasks.
Yes, some of them. Okay.
So we have a secret task, an after-dinner task, and a table task.
Mm. I have a surprise task.
Now, I've had a quick read at mine, and I suspect some of them we need to do with accoutrements.
Bunch of things that came in the box with it.
I have a stocking filler task,
Dear
Nick task... And gobble, gobble.
New year, new me. Tell everyone you're thinking of getting a completely new haircut in the new year and then keep your hands on your head for the next minute.
Okay.
Why are you sucking your thumb, Karen?
Got to suck your thumb if you're part of the...
I have gargoyle hunt, shoes clues... Or Arctic Roll.
Is that what the gargoyles were for?
Ah.
Yeah, got to hide them around the room, have we?
The Arctic Roll is hide some loo roll in the fridge. then find it in the fridge and accuse someone else of putting it in the fridge for a secret task.
Not very secret now, is it?
No, no. I thought that was going to be an Arctic log joke.
I like this one, imposter syndrome. Simply by doing one of the following actions in silence, you must pretend to be someone else who is sitting at the table. Smiling, standing up, writing a letter, dancing, looking sad, going to sleep or having a drink. If your taskmaster correctly recognises the person you are pretending to be, you get a point. Most points after three rounds wins.
Dear Nick, write a letter to Santa. Each word must be four letters long. You have 4 minutes. Best four letter to Santa wins.
This is a great challenge and it's going to be hell for us to play. Memory Lane. Everyone must either shut their eyes or leave the room and the taskmaster must remove one thing from the room.
Stop.
One thing.
That would be an impossible task.
After 10 rounds, we can decide who wins.
You could take one of the CDs off there, one of the books, anything. I'd never even know.
You could take one Funko Pop away and we wouldn't know which one.
Yeah. This one, one goat. This one's doable. Right. Christmas Bash. Split into two teams. From behind the curtain or a door, your taskmaster will bash two things together. Taking it in turns, the team must guess what those two items are. If they only get one right, your taskmaster will pretend to sneeze. The team that correctly identifies both items first wins.
This one's called Surprise. Wrap up something surprising.
Ooh.
Most surprising thing wrapped up wins.
I've done that for Crumbly for his Christmas present.
Excellent, you've won.
Actually, Crumbly's done it because he didn't put the labels on.
It's true.
I know. Mystery presents.
Gobble, gobble. On your turn, choose an animal. When instructed by the taskmaster, make the noise of that animal. If the taskmaster fails to identify the animal, you are out. Each animal must be different. Last
the taskmaster could be a complete dick with that and just pretend he doesn't recognise
it. Yeah.
Do those ducks you just played on your own?
Oh, they were. Which are apparently Ida ducks.
Got any special friends? Casually mention an invented school friend, colleague, or relative you think is extraordinary. Tell everyone why you think they're extraordinary. Okay.
My last one, and we should really be at the dinner table for this one.
All right.
Put 10 pieces of cutlery in your socks while sitting in your seat.
Here's another foot related one.
All right.
Shoes clues. Make a pile of shoes in the middle of the room. The more, the better. The taskmaster will secretly select a shoe. One at a time, players must ask yes or no questions to work out which shoe your taskmaster is thinking of. This is one for foot fetishists.
Apparently.
Most of us are wearing black trainers at the moment. Would be an issue.
Mine's blue.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I don't like boots, but they look like trainers.
Anyway.
I've got a fact or fiction here.
Oh. Go on then.
Oh. Alex Horn has two middle names.
Ooh. Fact.
True. Yep.
Yeah.
And the joke. What type of dog did Harry Potter have?
I don't know. What type of dog did Harry Potter have?
An abracadabrador.
An abracadabrador.
Yeah, thank you.
They were definitely worth it.
They were.
I think we have to have a games
we
night.
We should try some of these. Yeah. Maybe Christmas Day.
These aren't something we can really do on the podcast, because they require spoons and running around.
Okay, we will save these, and we will play some on Christmas Day.
Put them all in here.
What's in that cracker?
Oh, yeah.
Right, Christmas comes but once a year.
And when it comes, it's absolutely shocking.
Well, quite. But what is more Christmassy than war? We've been watching Doctor Who.
What is
it? For music. No, I would do that. I would do that again.
The Land Between the War and the Sea.
We've been watching...
The Sea Between the Land and
will
the War.
Will you shut up? We've been watching The War Between the Land and the Sea. Pause for music. Rusty has been putting pen to paper again.
Yep.
In fact, he put pen to paper quite a while ago.
I think it's 22, wasn't it?
Blimey.
When he started writing this.
2002?
No, 2022.
Oh, right. I was going to say. I love you. So, here we are on Earth you've got Kate Lethbridge-Stewart in charge of UNIP in her all her awesomeness.
No Vlinks, though. The Vlinks.
No Vlinks.
They haven't been in the UNIP tower at all.
No, they haven't.
I did see a meme for Vlinks saying, I can't wait for this guy to show up in the next season and do absolutely nothing.
And Alonso, midshipman frame,
yep.
has buffed up a bit and renamed himself Barclay. He's just a jobbing...
He's the transport manager.
Yeah, yeah, cars, yeah.
Yeah, he's good at his job.
Taxis, cars.
Yeah. Did you have to?
He's good at his job, does what he does.
He's an everyman.
And once, briefly, he had to fill in for someone vaguely important just because they needed a bum on a seat, but he didn't actually get to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that means nothing to computers. He is now the replacement for this man. And has to go on an important mission.
Very important.
Over to you, Adam.
It's a bit of a replay, at the beginning at least, of the Silurians, the Sea Devils.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Children of Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, yeah. So contact has been inadvertently made with Homo Aqua, they call them. Aqua. You know, they're not hominids, but let's get over that.
They're deliberately shying away from the Sea Devils.
Huh?
Yeah.
So, shall we call them the Sea Devils all the way
the
through
sea
this?
The Sea Devils, yeah.
Okay, yep.
Because one of them gets brought up
by a fishing trawler.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Caught in a fishing net.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so UNIT have to go in to try to put a denotice over the whole thing.
Because, of course,
hush it up.
As soon as he or she was brought up by the fishing net, we killed him or her.
Yes.
Admittedly, though, if that had been roaring at me from the fishing nets and I had a gun on me, I would have probably done the same thing.
It did
thing.
Look rather angry.
It really did.
This is why it pays to be scared and run away.
Totally.
There's not many places to run away from on a boat in the middle of the sea.
He came out of the water.
I would find somewhere.
Yeah. Then they come back to claim their dead, and that sets up a whole situation with first contact, sort of, with the Sea Devils, or whatever we're calling them this
week. Calling them Sea Devils.
Yeah. I suppose that they appear quite quickly in this, don't they? You expect it to be a cliffhanger. All of a sudden, there's loads of them on the beach.
Yeah, whole group of them. And it becomes a political thing, really.
It suddenly escalates quite rapidly.
Yes, the Sea Devils are talking to the world, not just to the people that's around them.
Yeah.
But naturally, to the UK government.
Yes.
Mostly.
Of course.
Its units now appears to be entirely UK-based. Even when they go out to wherever they went to get the Dead Sea Devil, it was way off in the Caribbean or somewhere. Yeah. It's a British group who went to go.
Yeah. 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 Did they even mention Geneva anymore?
I don't think
they did. I think they did, actually.
Geneva was briefly mentioned. But...
And we get a return of Colonel Pierce as well.
Yes.
From Children of Earth.
Mr. Torchwood. Well, not Mr. Torchwood, but that's where he first...
Yes, and I didn't know that Kate Lethbridge-Stewart and who's that rather muscular soldier... Captain
Ibrahim.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, they've been getting it on. It's been hinted at in the
main series, but now I had a full spotlight shone on them.
Briefly.
Mm. Briefly.
Yes, indeed.
For two episodes, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there have been so many memes, the two sides of meeting in a specially designed area just off of the Thames in London.
Yes.
And the number of memes... on Barclay's face when the Sea Devil Salt said, "We wish to speak to him," and pointed at him right at the back of the room, and his voice broke wonderfully.
It's very much an ordinary man thrust into extraordinary circumstances.
And he'd shown that he was completely human and respectable by crossing himself when he saw the dead sea. He showed respect.
Yeah, he can also tell when he's not being convincing by auto-cue, which is being controlled by UNIT and a lot of other people, so he goes rogue.
Paragraph 6, page 6, paragraph 9.
He's quite honest about the world, because he's been lectured by his own daughter about not doing enough.
Yes. Now, I think it's safe to say the ecological message is very well spelt out in this.
And I've got no time for people going, "Oh, it's woke nonsense." No, it's not. Get a clue.
Well, as I put on Facebook, you cannot have any kind of story, whether it's Doctor Who or not, where a life form is under the sea that's sentient and comes up to have a chat with us, and you don't bring up the fact that we're polluting their environment. Yeah. It's not woke, it just... is the reality.
The scene in the second episode where the Sea Devils gave back all the plastic from the sea reminded me of that advert for Smirnoff vodka a few years ago, where exactly the same thing happened, but at a less violent rate. Right.
Yeah,
the sea was suddenly very clear, because the point is the vodka's clear.
Oh, I see.
But I did love the Titanic. Yes. Yeah. I literally said to Keith, oh, wouldn't it be funny if the Titanic fell out of the sky?
And the news reporter sort of like, Titanic has finally reached its destination.
there was a music video for Erasure in the 80s for a song called Drama, and that was literally, the whole thing was raining plastic bins and buckets and balls. And that's what I was thinking.
They found a Coke bottle the last time, I think. We went down there. They found a Coke bottle in the Mariana Trench.
Yeah, and a carrier bag.
Yeah.
I did like the scene where she's trying to persuade Barclay to drink the water from the Thames.
Looks
filthy. Just
a lot of that is silt, actually. I mean, it's not chemicals or pollution.
Next time we're in London, you're drinking the Thames.
It took me a while to get over the fact that they don't look like my original Sea Devils, but I'm fine with that. That's not a problem. It just took me a second for that kind of like, yeah. But I do like the fact the introduction of the three different species. That she's obviously the diplomat, and you've got the heavy wallpaper, the warriors, and then you've got the weird ass fish,
the big lovely
grumpy fish. Are they Rottweilers of the fish world? We don't know yet.
I mean, that got me a bit. I mean, what's that, Mrs. Yeah, the one who is identifying the creatures. Oh, Mrs. Such and Such. Who is that?
The second in command at UNIT.
Shirley Ann Bingham.
That's right, yeah, Mrs. Bingham. Well, unless she sort of did a crash course in taxonomy, she was immediately classifying the creatures. Oh, yeah, oh, this is such and such.
And she was making it up on the fly. Yeah. I did like the first two episodes. They're very much land-based, even though you've got this lovely water tank and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. I found a bit interesting where Salt went a bit fluid and got a bit annoyed and went a bit butch.
Apparently he can just change sex, or at least appear to change sex.
They bring what we'd call bringing the old testosterone to the fore. Yeah,
a bit like a puffer fish.
A lot of sea life, well, a lot of animals can actually do that. Yeah. If there's not enough
cats
of one or the other species. They go out.
Life finds a way.
And it was going to happen. You've got poor Barclay trying to do his best for the planet, and you've got the politicians and the business people trying to make sure that the status quo doesn't change, that they don't get financially out of pocket, lose power, influence.
It makes you lose the will to live, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That you know, even though this is a piece of fiction, that's probably the way it happens.
It's what's happening in real life over climate change, especially
when that scientist handed over that piece of Homo aqua tissue to that businessman. Oh.
And I did like the bit with the plastic. So we can get this out of the sea by if we could do it quicker, would you be happy for us to do so?
Sure.
I did feel the first two episodes wrote themselves. It was very predictable.
Yeah.
The first two. Yeah. But now episodes 3 and 4 are complicating things nicely, I think.
Yeah.
In fact, we got...
It's gone off the rails.
British Prime Minister, clearly very weak man, being controlled by these people.
It's gone off the rails, but in a good way.
Yeah, exactly. And now you've got Salt apparently against their own people.
Going back to the plastic, I mean, I get the impression that they could have got rid of all the plastic a hell of a lot sooner, but they wanted to make the humans see the enormity of what they've done.
At the end of the first two, Salt suggests, right, round two, we do it on my turf. Barclay, like a good boy, goes off all cue and says, yeah, sure, fine, okay, we'll go for it. And you start off with a group in a diving belt, and
looks like a sort of a Sontaran.
It does look like a Sontaran spirit. And there's obviously been some kind of selection process for dignitaries to represent different countries, because there was talk. Yeah, it's a limited amount. And the guy from India was saying he won a ballot, but they think a lot of countries pulled out because they couldn't find anyone brave enough to do this. And so they go down, and I love the scenes at the bottom when they hit the bottom of wherever they are.
Yeah.
And it's not force fields, but they've been created their own atmosphere and balanced.
Mm-hmm. Membrane holding the sea.
But we were unsure about Ted right from the start.
Oh,
No one's that cheery.
Where was Ted from? Was it Austria or...
He sounded Austrian, didn't he?
Yeah.
I did like the idea of giving them a globe that I had a funny feeling about taking it all the way down there.
I can't believe nobody properly checked it.
Yeah.
Well,
if he's been manoeuvred there, would they check it? Because they know certain positions know what it is.
I would have thought units would have checked.
Well, yeah. As we saw later on in fourth episode,
right.
There are soldiers within Europe. There
unit.
Are soldiers within unit that have cross sides, that are working with the government rather than with unit or with the business. So there's possibility that may have already started to infiltrate.
Perhaps. Yeah.
So anyway, globe goes boom, sonic boom, sea devils and five of the humans are killed. Mm-hmm. The humans quite permanently.
It destroys the membrane and the pressure.
Salt saves Barclay and gets him to the surface. Do you know, they went up very quick, but he did not get the bends.
Well, that was the first thing I saw.
If you noticed, they were in some form. They were in an oxygen bubble, so it implies they were in some form of
some pressure bubble.
Bubble.
Fair enough. Just thought I'd mention
because
that.
It's the same pressure down where they were.
Yeah.
So up there, so she might have been able to maintain the pressure somehow. Mm-hmm. And of course, because she saved his life, we put her into the brink.
Yeah. Well, we have that faked video where they have her claiming it was an
act of vengeance and she did it, so of course everyone falls for it.
Yeah.
Well, most people fall for it.
Well, as I say, it's broadcast to the world, not just to UNIT. And UNIT, of course, thinks, let us take a look at this.
So many messages in this series about the dangers of what we're all doing to ourselves. Mm. And not just the pollution, but the use of AI and deepfake by people who probably don't have our best interests at heart.
The manipulation of government by business and industry.
The fact that as a country we could elect such a weak non-entity to the position of Prime Minister.
Yes.
But there again, exactly. Yeah. But there again, his party chose him. And so people who actually had brains in his party didn't want the top job, but put someone in who they could control.
Yeah, because it's obvious that UNIT really aren't sort of running the show, are they? Yeah. It is the businesses. In the real world, we wouldn't have a UNIT at all. So how quickly?
They tried to kill Kate.
Yeah. I was kind of amused that the French and the Americans were the baddies.
We knew they were French.
But they're delivering salt to UNIT. But I love that bit. Barclay bumps into an old colleague and who kind of like puts in his mind that they're going to basically cut salt up.
Yeah, dissector.
And dissector, which obviously disturbs him somewhat. So he hijacks the truck. And so they're all standing in front of the truck going, "You can't get away, Barclay. You're going to have to mow us down. If you come for..." And he puts it into reverse straight into the Thames. Did they not think?
He basically says, "Let me park it for you, brah."
Because you've got the love story that's obviously developing between Salt and Barclay.
I do have to say about the love story, through my mind was going Troy McClure from The Simpsons.
Why?
Oh, his fish.
The fish. No, the fish.
Oh, yes.
His, how come I...
Fetish.
Fetish about fish.
I did wonder how it worked mechanically. Maybe it just...
Don't go there.
I'm sure they worked it out between them.
Yeah. I did like this, where
he pointed out that his body was
reacting
for her, and she wasn't at all bothered by that. In fact, she quite welcomed it.
I can't lie to that, because the way she smiled and looked down, I see.
I'm sure they worked it out.
Yeah.
And whilst you've got this love story going on, you've got poor Kate, who is getting more and more knackered and tired.
She's been constantly awake for something like 36 hours now.
And her love interest, Colonel Ibrahim, basically tells her, "Go home or I'm going to put you on disciplinary." And it all goes a bit bad from there.
It does. Poor Ibrahim.
Someone tries to assassinate our Kate, and unfortunately they assassinate... I like Ibrahim!
He's a damn hero.
Liked.
Yeah. I'm surprised they killed him off.
Yeah.
Been fairly major part of Doc 2 as well.
He's quite a good character. I was enjoying him.
Yeah. We're assuming he's dead. No one's actually said he's dead. I mean, Kate's in floods of tears. She's not had sleep for like 5 days kind of style.
I think he's dead.
He was shot in the heart.
I'm kind of hoping that he's like, you know, it's just he's really, really a life and death in a stasis chamber.
He's dead.
Trial of a Time Lord flashback.
There was a neat mention that Kate's got a daughter.
Yes.
So there is another generation of left Lethbridge Stewart come up before? Coming along?
Yes and no, because Kate first appeared in a fan film.
Yeah.
And I think...
Downtime.
I think the daughter was mentioned then, but hasn't actually been mentioned in the series proper yet.
Mm. She has now, and she's in Dubai.
Yeah.
And Kate thought it was such a big secret that none of them know. And they were all just really pleased that she found someone. It's kind of where we got left, really, isn't it?
Well, you've got... We were left with Kate ordering UNIT to aim at the British Army.
Because
Sol could get away.
Barclay's got his missus to bring the car round, so to speak, on Tower Bridge. And you've got Barclay and Sol in the middle of UNIT on one side, the army on the other side.
Being controlled by an American general.
Controlled by an American general. Who basically just need the body of Sol because they think they found a way of developing...
A toxin,
we're assuming. Eventually, one of them escapes by jumping in the river, the other one
Barclay's
doesn't.
Barclay's taken into custody by UNIT, as far as we can see.
Mm. And Salt's basically going to have to go on the run, not just from us, but also from her own people.
Because she saved Barclay rather than her own people.
As soon as she entered the water, they would know, so they're probably already chasing her.
Yeah.
And we don't completely know what this severance is.
But they did take a sample, didn't they?
It's a project, Project Severance.
See, I thought at first for a while, because they mentioned severance had been used once or twice, but it had been used 14 times. And then we had the assassination attempt on
Kate. That is kind of a safe severance,
and
isn't it?
And I thought it was the booking, the final severance payment. We take you out.
One thing that I was disappointed by, the slimy businessman. I wanted him to last till the end and get a really horrific death.
Oh, yes.
But they nobbled him in the third episode.
Oh, shot him.
Yeah.
I liked the face-off between UNIT and the British Army because it was almost a recreation of that scene in, is it Spear from Space, with Lethbridge Stewart facing off with the regular army at the end.
But at this point, Kate is knackered, hissed off,
traumatised,
grieving, and wants to hit out someone. I think she would have given the order to fire against them because she's protecting the country. And these lot are now gone rogue.
Yeah. She wouldn't have given the order to aim if she wasn't going to give the order to fire.
I do have to wonder, though, do the Yateses ever get above the rank of captain?
Was there another Yates?
There was Captain Yates.
I did clock a Yates.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. He's mentioned twice. There are quite a few little Easter eggs through it, which I quite like. But yeah, that one made me laugh. So like,
Don't tell me
there's a Sergeant Bentham wandering around somewhere.
Well, we know there's a Dr. Sullivan.
Yeah. I want to shout out to the guy who played Barclay.
Russell Tovey.
I like him. I like the way he's acting. I like what he's doing. But to my mind, it's his...
Being human
character. Yeah. He screams a lot. Yeah. You know, he's completely out of his depth, doesn't know what's going on, and there's that marvellous scene where he's there with his wife and his daughter, and he loses it.
Yeah.
But just for a few seconds, but...
And then he was back. As I said to you, that's such a man thing to do.
Broke down
in her arms, had his cry, and then was like, yep, that's
right,
it.
This is okay, it. Enough. I've got to do it.
I think this is I won't say better acting, but this is the better part I've actually ever seen him play.
Oh, agreed. Yeah.
I liked him in the Doctor Who stuff, but when people going on, oh, he needs to be the Doctor, I'm like, I'm not sure the acting chops is there. But based on this, it definitely is. This is some of the best acting I've seen from him.
Now, I think it's, was it the first or the second episode, they have a communal communicating with each other. Is that alluded to? Much more.
Yeah, the fact that when they talk about us and we rather than her, and Kate picked it up when she smelt the flower, the guards...
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever you call them, quivered. Them. And it's almost like everyone smelt it.
It's like a hive mind.
To a certain extent, yes.
Mm. So, got one episode left as we record this. I've got a lot to cover.
It's called the end of the war, so one's assuming how it's going to go out.
But how is it going to go out? Are they going to do the usual Doctor reset thing of having them go back into hibernation? Are they going to wipe out the Silurians? You can't wipe out the humans.
Or even the Sea Devils.
They're
just going to abandon this and go off and attack the Silurians.
Why not? They know where they
are. Go in for it.
They threatened a third ambassador, didn't they? Rust.
Yes.
Oh, yes, we've got their new Master.
That'd be a good one.
That's got to come in.
The fact that they can actually destroy... I mean, basically, if you rusted every metal in London...
yeah, buildings would collapse.
Can you imagine? Perhaps that's going to be a thing. Can you imagine the Eiffel Tower just collapsing?
Why do they always go for the landmarks? Sorry, different film.
Presumably, it's going to be... canon within the Doctor universe, Hooniverse.
They've mentioned the Doctor twice.
They have.
Yeah.
And presumably the Doctor's not going to turn up to solve it.
Oh, no.
That would be a cop-out.
Yeah.
Well, also, we don't know which Doctor really are the
any would
be. Could be 14.
Lieutenant for all we know.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, when Barclay said he saw the Doctor, he said he, so yeah, it couldn't have been Witarka. So.
I'm presuming that was Gatwa.
Shooter Gatwa, yeah.
Don't know. But yeah, so are they going to have to defeat the Prime Minister, somehow get him out?
I think the Prime Minister will just will cave because he's a weak man. At the moment, he reminds me of a small child that's done something wrong and is begging people not to tell his mum. Mm.
Yeah.
It's that sort of attitude. Yeah. And I think in the end, he will just cave.
So will UNIT themselves be arrested or British Army will try to take him into custody?
If they're going to open fire on British Army troops, they could be classed as going rogue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they didn't open fire.
You haven't seen them open fire. So.
UNIT by its very nature is a multinational organisation. Yeah. So
they've got only one episode to wrap this up, and it is interesting to how they're going to solve it. Mm. There's obviously more there between Barclay and Saul, and both sides, well, especially the Sea Devils, are recognising that there is some connection between him and her in some way.
One thing I hope to God they don't do is the somehow Salt is pregnant route, and so we're all one big happy family. I'm not sure if it would be biologically possible.
She could have laid an egg, he could have done his business on it.
We're back to Troy McClure again, aren't we?
We don't quite know how that biology works. Yeah.
Well, they looked very content under that blanket.
Oh, yes.
Very well, by the sounds of it.
Well, life finds a way.
When a man and a woman love each other very much.
Man and a fish.
I mean, I think the reality is they've in one episode, I don't think you're going to find a resolution where they go off and live squeakily happily beneath the sea and we live happily on the land. So whatever it is, I think there's going to be a way that they're threatened back into their hibernation, and it may be whatever this severance is.
Maybe.
Causes them to have to go back into hibernation in order to not be wiped out.
So we poison the world even further and frighten them off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, basically, which is what we would do.
Yeah.
Thoroughly depressing, really, isn't it?
And I have to say, one of the quotes I saw from someone, and I have to agree, is, how did the guy who wrote this write Space Babies? the thing I'm loving about this is I do like the Action Who, but this is more like almost like old Who in that it's not fast-paced and there's not lots of running around. And not, this is cerebral. This is more dialogue-driven than one-liners and flashy special effects and zapping of sonics and what have you, which I quite like. I wouldn't want to see all of one. I wouldn't see all of the other, but... I do like this kind of style of challenging things.
That's the guy who brought us Children of Earth. It's very similar in many ways to that.
Yeah.
We'd like to know what you think about the war between the land and the sea. Write to us via show
at
staggeringstories.net.
Ta-da!
Oh, speaking of someone who knows the Sea Devils.
Oh,
yes.
Has he got a hat on at a jaunty angle?
He's got a hat deformed angle. Yes.
Shall we say happy Christmas to him?
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Happy Christmas, Head of Pertwee!
And handles Inky, Dinky and Rinky McSkirts spurts a lot.
Graham!
Guts.
Terence!
Sandy!
Dave-Zilla the Mighty!
Cardboard, Gunhild and Lomnacker.
Folded Dangerous. Up and propped against the radiator, Clara.
Orange Dangerous Clara. Churchill, Nazi Spock.
Moomin.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Wee-wee time!
Crumbly was sitting on his joke and fact or fiction.
Aww.
Right, what is the heaviest dumpling?
I don't know. What is the heaviest dumpling?
A wonton. Fact or fiction? The word taskmaster would be worth 17 in Scrabble.
I'm going to say no.
Correct, it's fiction.
Yeah. I've just found my one.
Oh, where was that?
Still left in the wrapper, I didn't notice it. Joke. Why is your new diary so good?
Don't know.
So why is my new diary so good?
Because it's Diary of the Year.
Oh.
Because it's the Diary of the Year.
Yeah.
Fact or fiction? Lord Greg Davis is a terrific swimmer.
Fact.
Yes, fact.
Is it Lord?
Yeah, Lord. Lord.
I'm not sure that's true.
No, that bit's not true, but the swimming bit is.
Okay.
And now, as it is Christmas,
yay!
We will play a game. Over to you, El Presidente.
It's been a few years. It's time for another theme tune quiz.
Hurrah! I'm going to lose.
Something's quite easy. Right, ready? First one.
Prisoner! I didn't realise we were shouting out.
That was indeed the prisoner. Quite an easy one to start with.
Okay.
Next up, let's see. Let's see who gets this one. Ready for number two?
Yes.
What? Ooh.
Farscape, yes.
Well done.
Well done, that man.
Blimey.
Okay, number three. Another quite easy one, I think, so... You ready?
Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica original.
Original, yes.
Original 1978, is it? Okay. This one, I think a couple of you will get.
UFO.
UFO. Another easy one.
Darn.
Well, he's one for me anyway.
Dark Ops.
It's
not Bionic Man, but it's just that kind of era.
No,
it's not Terrorhawks, is it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. No. Not Terrorhawks.
No.
Tripods?
Not Tripods.
No. Not Tripods.
Give us a clue. English or American?
It's US-based, mid-80s-ish.
Oh, not Knight Rider.
No.
It's not V for Vendetta either. Not V for Vendetta, the V.
No,
it's not that Airwolf thing, is it?
It is that Airwolf
thing.
That
Airwolf thing!
Right, a more modern one.
Don't know that one at all.
It's familiar.
No,
it's familiar.
Not being human.
It's not ultraviolet, is it?
What I say?
Ultraviolet.
No. Not ultraviolet.
Primeval.
No. Not primeval, no.
It is familiar. I can't place it, though.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Unless they shared a theme, I don't think so.
At first, I thought, is it the Mighty Boosh? But I know it ain't.
No.
It's not.
American or British?
Canadian.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Haven't a clue.
Orphan Black.
Oh,
you should have known that.
I said it was familiar.
Yes, but then you didn't say, I know, it's Orphan Black.
No.
All right, then, last one then. I don't know, we'll see.
NCIS?
No. This is sci-fi.
Not a Scooby.
I know that one. No, I don't. It's just the doom, doom, doom was sort of
very
like an NCIS.
I think this series had several themes. It was probably its second or third theme. I'm not sure.
That doesn't help.
No.
US?
Yep.
Any good?
The first couple of seasons are very good, I thought.
Okay.
Goes off the rails after that.
Was it spacey?
Not really.
Was it earthy?
Very
was it,
earthy.
Was it timey?
Not time.
Was it
Sliders.
Fantasy?
Sliders.
There you go. We got there in the end.
Yeah, very earthy. Lots of Earths.
Yeah.
Same time. Different dimension. So maybe more of those next time for our New Year's special as well.
Right, now we move on from all things war and all things sea-like to all things very, very strange.
Nice segue.
We've watched
nice segue.
The first part of Stranger Things, 5. Pause for music.
Volume 1.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, both of these, we're a bit unfortunate in that we're talking about the first part or something. Yes. So we're going to have to review the end of the story at some point. They have to rehash all we said. Never mind.
As a point of interest, as of recording this, the trailer for Volume 2 has just dropped.
Okay. Ah. By the time this comes out, indeed, while we're recording it, the first 4 of Season 5 are out. Then Christmas Day, I think it's actually Boxing Day for us.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The next four, is it? And then the final episode is New Year's Eve, or probably New Year's Day for us.
Well, yeah, probably. I think there was some talk of a cinema release for the final episode.
Okay.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. Probably going to be 3 hours long.
The way things are going, yes.
Now, of course, the most important thing is Season 5 starts a year after the end of Season 4, and the cast are now in their 30s.
They're 5 years older than they were last season.
Yeah.
Well, maybe three.
Certainly the actor who plays Jonathan Byers now looks 30, 40.
He looks haggard.
He's seen some shit.
And Hawkins has been cordoned off.
Yes.
And the what looks like a massive zip has been placed over the hole leading to the upside down that runs through the entire town. The army is in charge.
Mm-hmm. There's still civilians in and around town trying to continue as normal.
Yep.
All been hushed up. It's some biological outbreak or some such.
Leak or whatever.
The world at large doesn't know. Yes. It's convenient.
I have to go to the wee now.
You should have taken the opportunity to do the wee earlier. Like I did. What I did.
I have to go now.
Now.
You carry on. Catch up.
We catch up with the what has been happening to our relative heroes since the last terrifying expedition.
Yeah, which is not a great deal. They've been doing incursions into the Upside Down, trying to find Vecna, who they think is still alive, despite having apparently killed him.
Well, yes and no, because he did a Michael Myers. He disappeared.
The body had vanished.
Yeah, the body had vanished.
And sure enough, of course, he isn't dead.
As we guessed. Yeah. But Max seems to be in a coma still. You know, she's repaired. She's healed.
Oh, yeah.
Her bones are healed. All the bodies. After a year.
Yeah, but
her mind is somewhere else.
Yes. She is non-responsive.
Yes. But Lucas still visits her.
Yep. And still plays Kate Bush.
Yeah, indeed.
Meanwhile, we have Hopper and Eleven training, honing her psychic abilities.
Yes. Yes, and she's now doing force jumps and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, sort of leaping over logs. You had, wasn't the training montage, but you had the training from Jedi, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Her running through forests and jumping over logs. And
yeah, Hopper on her back.
calm, you must.
Well, the first episode or so, he hasn't punched anyone yet. So.
Not yet, but I think it's in his contract that he has to punch at least one person per season.
The only bit I have seen is basic from when they did the Kate Bush video.
Yeah.
I just didn't get into Stranger Things. It's one of those things I might do at some point, but
I would recommend it.
You'll particularly love Season 5 because there's a wonderful scene where a Demogorgon is tearing apart Mike's parents' house to Fernando by ABBA.
Oh, well.
Oh my God.
But the nasty thing that she has the battle with while they're playing running up that hill, can they actually be killed?
We can't tell you that.
Are they Demogorgons?
Well, it depends. We've got the Demogorgon, the Mind Flayer, and Vecna.
Yeah.
All right, so there's different greeblies around the scenes.
We move up a stage.
I think we have killed Demogorgons.
Yeah, Demogorgons shot have been in Series 4. Yeah.
Have been eliminated.
Yeah, but they want to plant a tracker on one of the Demogorgons.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's sensible.
So they can track it through the Upside Down, which is sort of underneath Hawkins. It's overlaid underneath. It's a parallel dimension, so to speak.
And they can now drive vehicles into it because of the big gaps.
Because of the gaps between dimensions.
Well, the army's got a presence there now. So.
Yes, we have an army base led by Linda Hamilton.
Yes.
Whom I think is a bad guy,
yeah,
but not the major bad guy. She's a minor obstacle.
Yeah, complicating factor.
It appears that she may have been the one that was over Brennan, Dr. Brennan from the previous.
Probably, yes.
You know, so she knew what was going on with that situation.
Yeah.
We also have wandering around the children's dreams.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Henry.
Or whatever he's called himself now.
Yeah. 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 Who is or was Vecna, but not in his gnarly root stone.
Mr. What's it?
He's appearing as human.
And meanwhile, up on the hill, you have, was it Robin running the radio?
Oh, yes. I did love the...
the hidden messages. And
the hidden messages, yeah. Sort of,
the French resistance.
Yeah. whenever Diana Ross's Upside Down Journey is played,
yeah,
the spiel over it or just behind it has a hidden message.
Yeah.
Which is more or less directed to Hopper.
Yeah.
And we've got Murray, the journo, is basically acting as a smuggler, getting things in and out of Hawkins for
he's,
them.
Bizarre stuff he's bringing to.
Yeah, some very odd stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the character from The Great Escape.
Oh, I don't know. Never seen it.
He was the fixer. He managed to get... Murray is the fixer at the moment, getting all these different supplies. And...
Yeah, you mentioned The Great Escape. They play a segment of that over the scene. Yeah.
But, of course, we have, how can I put it, certain people, I think, have signed their death warrants.
What do you mean?
What, Jonathan and the ring?
Oh, yeah, what are you doing, man? You don't make plans when you're in some sort of disaster series because one or other of you is going to die.
Yeah, still fighting for the affections of... What's her name?
Nancy,
yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think we've got a question mark over those three, both Steve, Jonathan and Nancy. To solve the love triangle, one of those will kill them all. Yeah, well, at least one of them is going to buy it.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's not Nancy.
Well, Steve and Jonathan can go off.
Talking Nancy, her and Mike's mother is very involved in this season.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
She's been badly injured. And
yeah, that relationship, I can't remember the husband's name.
Dad. Yeah. It's on the out, isn't
it? Yeah, that relationship there, that marriage has been crumbling slowly over the season.
Yeah,
Without this peril, I think once Holly would have grown up and moved out, that marriage would have self-detonated. Yeah. It's self-detonating now.
And is Holly the same actress?
I don't know.
She seems to have aged a lot more than the years she should have done in universe.
Because she was very wee in the first series, wasn't she?
Now she seems to be about 7 or 8. It's only been about 3 years.
And Star Trek
Miracle Grow Baby.
I think it must be.
Yeah, it works.
I'm loving the kid. What's his name? Derek? The little round kid.
Yeah. Oh, the bully, the runt.
Yeah, he's kind of awesome. He's a bully, but like Steve.
Yeah.
He comes good in the end.
Circumstances have shaped him up and are steering him right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that scene in the barn, I mean, I just wanted to slap him already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you were kidnapped, you'd behave the same way.
You don't
probably
know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, but they're all there trying to speak sense into him. So
yeah. That's the trouble.
He's
nine. Yeah, yeah, you know what's going on. He didn't.
Yeah, we've had 4 seasons to understand what's happening.
Yeah.
He'd just been info dumped.
Dropped straight.
That's probably complete nonsense to him.
I did like the way they got the sister on side to dope the family.
Oh yes.
What, Lucas's sister?
Lucas, though, yeah.
She's awesome.
Oh,
I love her.
Yeah. Over the past couple of seasons, she's slowly been growing into her own.
She really has.
Any minute you're expecting the snap.
Oh, yeah. She's growing into a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Dory Rich, I thought that was a really good ending.
Oh, yes.
The end of episode 4.
Spoiler me.
Inshallah.
All hope is lost.
Yeah.
It's totally lost.
Yeah. Their plans have gone awry.
You've got Demigorgons about to kill Lucas and Robin.
They've wiped out
Hopper
all the soldiers there.
And then Will happens.
Yeah.
And Will's like 11.
I'm not so sure. Looking at the way the Demigorgons were destroyed, I think because Vecna's been in Will's mind so much, Will has gone the other way. That wasn't his powers. he was co-opting Vecna's powers.
Yeah, because there was a lot of limb snapping.
Yes.
There
which
was, yes.
I'm not sure Will would have in him.
No. Yeah. No.
Is it a touch of a door can open two ways?
Yeah, that's, yeah. What, yeah. I think, like that's what I think has happened there. Yeah,
but it was the when it all sort of settled down and he just wiped that dribble of blood from his nose like El always
yes.
does.
Yeah.
That was really good. I was sure they were going to leave it on a cliffhanger, but they didn't. They actually gave us a really good, really powerful ending. I thought I really liked that.
It finished on a high.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if they weren't going to finish the first half by losing someone.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But I'm glad they didn't, because it'll make when they do actually lose someone, because they've got to.
I think
it's a huge cast. They've got to lose a few characters.
Yeah.
And if Hopper's got to go, he's got to go out punching.
Well, this is it.
And he's got to go out saving Elle.
This is it for the part, at least two seasons, the end of season four and this season. He has acknowledged a death wish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's been very fatalistic about what's going to happen.
My best Hopper Saves the Day one was when they were in the Mall.
Yeah.
And he suddenly appeared. And it was like, Daddy's here.
Yeah.
And, it would be cool if he goes out saving the kids.
Yeah.
And we have another returning character from season two or three?
Season two.
Is it two? Who vanished from the face of the earth, but she's back.
Eight.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Yeah, that adds a new wrinkle to the end game, I think. Yes. Yeah.
So you've got 8, 11, and Will.
Yeah.
Versus Vecna.
And yeah, one. That's what I mean. I think Vecna could take on 11 quite easily. He could possibly take on 11 and Will.
But not all three.
But not all three.
Yeah.
And we have other intriguing things. We have Max is still with us, but is hiding out in Vecna's shadow realm where he's taking the kids.
Yeah.
Because she's with Holly.
Yeah, she's with Holly. And we found out where she's been hiding out, the cave.
Yes.
Now,
and why is Vecna so frightened of the cave?
I have been reading up and researching and reading. Apparently, the stage play.
Yes, I've seen it.
The stage play, the cave is where he first encountered the Upside Down.
Oh, I don't
remember that's why he is scared of the cave.
Right. We must go see that. I've seen it once.
I do want to see
some great effects where you have him use his powers and people levitate on stage and their limbs break.
Yeah.
Oh. Very well done.
They get through a lot.
So it's a good family
members.
Show. Yeah.
How big's the cast?
Changes every time.
But the way I was reading it was implying that Henry or Vecna is not necessarily a willing part of this, but he's been subsumed into it.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
So
could it be that Vecna's not the big bad? There's someone above him.
Or the Mind Flayer.
The way I was reading it, the Mind Flayer is the big bad, but that has subsumed Henry into it and is utilising Henry's powers.
Okay, because it last season implied that Vecna was the one that created the Mind Flayer.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's the way I thought.
Because I saw him bring him into form.
Yeah, not necessarily. I think he was projected into the Upside Down. We saw the Demigorgons already there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he saw or was revealed to the Mind Flayer.
Okay.
So
it's been literally 3 years.
Yeah. when I saw it, I got the impression that it was him who took control of the Mind Flayer.
Right, yeah.
But it was an already existing thing in this realm.
Okay. Mm.
But it could be that it was the other way round.
I think Vecna is the Mind Flayer's right-hand man or thing or whatever.
It's certainly going to be fascinating in the new year to go back to the beginning and watch it all again, having seen the end.
This is the thing. Apparently, again, there's various YouTubes out there, but Vecna has been in it all along. When Will first saw the...
Yes, we get flashbacks of young Will again.
Yeah, that wasn't filmed from the time. That was apparently old Will youth.
Yes, you could sort of tell, but it was very, very well done.
When he first met the first Demigorgon or whatever, when he first disappeared, there was a boing of a clock.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When the bike ran off the road, there was a boing of the clock.
It's tricky because you don't know what they might have edited in the meantime. Go back and watch it now.
I acknowledge.
Well, people would have ripped it somehow.
It's cracking stuff.
It's
so good. They've done all the fancy stuff in the routine and now they just need to stick the landing.
Yeah, I really hope they stick that. I hope, no disrespect to anyone out there, but I hope we don't have a Game of Thrones ending.
Oh, yeah. God, completely.
Yeah. Well, they've done well so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In these first four.
Okay, we would love to know what you all think of the first part of Stranger Things Season 5. write to us via show
at
staggeringstories.net. Dun, dun, dun.
You know what's going to happen is it's going to turn out it's all one of the kids' dreams.
Is Hopper going to wake up in the shower?
Well, we have had a... that's how he was introduced, in the shower.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Initially, yeah.
In that case, it is definitely all a dream.
If I remember rightly, he was in the shower soaking himself down with a fag in his mouth.
Okay. In the British sense, I assume.
Yeah. In the British sense, yes.
Right. Person has been writing a letter.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thank you, person.
Thank you, person. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Andy.
Hello, Andy.
Andy. Merry Christmas.
This is Andy Smith from Chantilly, Virginia, where the lace comes from, I assume. He says, "Dear Staggerers, thank you all for the lovely and humorous Christmas card. It always brings a smile to my face and is something I look forward to every holiday season. This year's card actually made me wonder, hold on, has William Shatner ever recorded a Christmas album? I went searching in my music app and discovered that, yes, he has.
He has, yes.
Shatner Clause, released in 2018. Surely it can't be that bad, I thought to myself, and started to play it, and oh my. Well, that is certainly an experience, that poor little drummer boy.
Dashing through the snow on the one-horse open sleigh, or the fields we go laughing all the way.
I always feel slightly guilty for not sending in more feedback. The simple fact is, I'm at a stage of life where I don't have a lot of time for sitting down and watching many new movies or TV shows that you review, so I typically don't have much to add. But I do listen to a lot of podcasts. It's just as good as everyone says it is, and extremely entertaining. Thank you again for another year of fun, frivolity and jollity. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Andy Smith, Chantilly, Virginia.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas. Happy
New Year. Yes, we've got Crumbly to thank for that Christmas card this year.
We do.
Yes.
He is awesome.
Artistic skills.
Yeah, so somehow managed to dredge that up from the sort of deepest bowels of my imagination. So.
I don't want to know what you keep in your deepest
bowels.
That's
how you've been keeping Shatter,
I do
it?
Have one complaint. I did not spot the head of Pertwee.
I know. I've committed a cardinal sin in doing that.
Oh, yes.
But if I do the card next year, I will feature.
You've already done the walk of shame today. Are you going to have to do another one?
1 year today.
Lead us out, Crumbly.
And so, dear listeners, that brings us to the end of our Christmas podcast.
Woo-hoo. Well, hold on. Got a new bit of feedback came in at 7:26 from Riley.
Hello, Riley.
Riley says, "Dear team, I was absolutely astonished this evening to learn that almost 15 years since my last email, the Staggering Stories podcast continues to thrive. I don't say this lightly, but you're all doing very well.
Yay!
Let me refresh your memory. In 2010, a boy named Patrick wrote you an email. Then he wrote more and more, and you, in your infinite indulgence, read every single one of them on your show.
Oh, good.
He wrote Mr. Dalek fanfic and Christmas plays, recorded elaborate audio pieces, and even started his own Doctor Who podcast with a fellow listener on the other side of the world. Eventually, he packed off to uni. Turned out not to be a boy at all, and chose the name Riley to reflect their new identity. That's me. Hello.
Hello.
At age 30, I am very different to the 14-year-old who found your podcast, and I imagine all of you are different too. Does Riley mean old? Is that what Riley means?
Probably, yeah. We've been differented.
I think they're implying old, yes.
Still, there are some constants, of which one is Doctor Who.
Indeed.
It's incredible now to imagine that I was writing to you during series 5 and 6. Yeah. We really did not know how good we had it back then. These days, I'm finding that the Capaldi seasons represent the high point of the show for me.
Agreed.
Though there was plenty to admire about the Disney era too.
Yeah.
Another constant in my life is podcasting, which remains my favourite way to perform. I've probably attempted to launch 9 or 10 different podcasts in the intervening years, and my most recent effort is a comedy show called Radio Go, with an exclamation mark.
Radio Go!
I suspect you might find it funny, given how crucial you were to building my sense of humour in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Look, this is why I'm actually writing. I've got an itchy nose.
Sorry about that, Riley.
Well, we hope we can scratch it.
Scratch it, Riley, scratch it.
I know that when you make a podcast, it can be difficult to feel like you're making much of an impact. Mm. And when you've done it for as long as you guys have, I bet there have been peaks and valleys. I also know that the reason you do something like this for almost two decades is because you enjoy the people you spend the time with. Yep. And it makes you happy to do the work. But when you're a lonely, dorky, creative, queer kid, finding an outlet and a community feels like a miracle. Mm. You were my miracle. You were grown-ups who weren't afraid to be silly, who talked endlessly about the things that they loved, and who always took the time to say hello in unison whenever somebody wrote to you.
Hello.
You were kind and encouraging when I was struggling to find my own voice, and it is so reassuring and only slightly alarming to see that you are still going strong all these years later.
We're a bit alarmed by it as well.
I can't promise that Staggering Stories will return to my regular rotation. I don't know if you know this, but there are a lot of podcasts out there.
Someone has mentioned it.
I had to tell you all how important you are to me still and how much I love you. Yeah. Merry Christmas to you and yours, Riley.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. Riley.
Merry Christmas, Riley. Hugs.
Yeah. I'm going to get tearful now.
That's ever so sweet. I can't see. Where are my glasses?
In my hand.
Really weird. We've got, like, there's Will Lloyd as well. There's these grown-ass men and women and non-binary people who were children when we started. We're old.
Yeah. Listener, you may not know this. We don't actually have a counter. We have absolutely no clue if there's three
anyone
people,
listening.
No one, or 3,000 people listening to this.
Not a clue.
So sometimes we sit here and go, is anyone actually listening to this?
But while it's fun for us, we'll continue to do it.
Yeah.
Or we're getting to an age now if one of us drops dead, you know. Bye, Keith.
Next year it'll be our 500th podcast. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And our 19th year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's quite disturbing.
Well, I can only keep going for about another 10 years because I'll have to take my driving test after that. And I might not be able to make it down.
Make self-driving cars
be a thing. Let's face it, in another 10 years, what are you saying? What? Hey? Wait, do you remember that Capaldi lad? Well, he's dead.
Sorry,
Peter. Sorry.
Tom's still alive.
Yeah, 121 he is now. Ooh.
Can I have a cup of tea?
No, you've been to the toilet twice already.
Oh. But can I have a cup of tea?
Oh, okay, I'll go make it.
Oh, good. Oh, as you're out there, can you make me a cup of tea?
I'm not making a cup of tea. Anyway. Write us more letters. We love reading your letters, and we love it when people like Riley make us cry.
Oh, God,
yes.
Do it via show.
At
staggeringstories.net.
Lead us out, Crumbly.
And so, dear listeners, that brings us to the end of our Christmas podcast.
Hooray.
Oh. Thank God.
But in our New Year's Hangover special, there'll be more of the same, more fun frivolity and jollity, more news and reviews, more who old and new. So until that.
See you for Christmas.
Catastrophic.
Completely caring.
Chaotic.
Comatose.
And crumbling.
Krakatoa.
That
begins
with a K.
I know. Say it with a C.
Comes chomping.
Carefully.
Towards us.
This is me, Urban Spaceman Crumbly, saying, be seeing you.
Jingle Bells Asterman saying bye.
Tinsley Fake Keith saying farewell.
Goodbye and Merry Christmas.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
You've been on the mulled wine.
Where's the rum gone, madam?
Sounds like she was expiring halfway through.
That's the menopause for
it's
you.
It's Christmas showing.
Sorry, Keith, carry on.
But in my experience, it's only a matter of time before the normal balance of the universe restores itself and starts doing its usual terrible things to me.
Did you notice how his voice broke in the middle of the night? You have been listening to the Staggering Stories podcast, Series 1, number 487, featuring Adam Purcell, Andy Simpkins, Fake Keith, Gene Riddler, Asterman, and the real Keith Dunn. The views expressed here are those of the speakers and don't necessarily represent those of the other speakers on the site. No copyright infringement was intended, and this has been an El Presidente and Fake Keith production for www.staggeringstories.net. Stop playing with your balls. Both of you. Have you got balls on yours?
Yeah, it keeps hitting me in the face.
And this one. What is it? Men and they're like cats.
Oh, for God's sake. Why don't you all stand in the middle and bang your balls together?
Nutcracker!
Getting my noises out.
So's Jean.
I can't burp on command. Like my sneezes, they sneak up on me when I don't know.
I can belch my ABCs.
So can I when I had a Sprite. Take it away, Crumbles.
Right. So, right.
Excuse me. Jesus.
That was not me, that was Karen.
Such as Harmy's dis...
Despecialised.
Despecialised.
Doctor Who Season 21 Going Blue.
Boom shakawawa. Boom shakawaka.
Talking of AI restorations, classic Doctor Who Season 21 is the next to Blu-ray... Sorry, is the next to... No, don't start the system update now, you sucking thing.
Do you want me to read this one?
Yes, my computer's just decided to annoy me.
And renamed himself... Oh, f*** me, I've forgotten his name.
That's an interesting name.
Barclay.
What did they call him for short?
Go on.
Lower me down.
Come on, you can do it, lad. Or you farted, or no.